You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Dynamo taking on Sporting Kansas City this weekend. Sporting coming in after a nice 3-1 win at Vancouver. And as always, we're privileged to get on their manager. He is Peter Vermese. He joins us now. Peter, thank you very much. What a great start to the season for you.
Glenn, always great to be on the show and always good to talk to you, buddy.
Yeah. What a start for you guys in Vancouver. Off air, we just talked about how difficult it is to win against teams that have home games on the first weekend of MLS.
Yeah, home openers are never an easy thing to play in, especially when they're not yours. But I thought our guys, for the first game out, were decently organized, stayed disciplined, especially in the second half, and eventually got the result, which I think against a team that's much improved, some really new additions that I think are of high quality, and again it was good to get the result, especially from home.
Let's talk about those new additions. Let's start with Alan Pulido, and obviously starts off with a wonderful game in Major League Soccer. Just seems like such a smart, such an intelligent player.
Yeah, well, I think it's an easy one to say that he's a very good soccer player. I would say as a center forward, he's an interesting guy because a lot of times, you don't see this. He's one of those guys, if you need him in a game to play as, the number nine as a target, he can do it. If you need him to play underneath as a second forward, he can do it. He's great in the build-up. He can go out wide and run the channel. He's great in combination play. He's clinical around the box. But I say all those things, and I think most people who know him would probably say, a lot of that. What I take from him and what I think is to me, the most impactful is the fact that he is willing as a center forward to do the work defensively. I've always tried to make our teams understand that, the center forward is the spear of the team defensively, and he welcomes that, takes it on. His work ethic off the ball is tremendous, and that's been something that I think our players in a very short period of time have learned to appreciate.
Now, this is a huge signing for the league. I mean, your ownership group had to go big here. You guys went big. Talk to me about kind of how this deal went down. I mean, whatever you can share with us.
Yeah, it's actually pretty simple. I've been having these conversations probably for the last 5 years with my ownership group. As you know, we've been probably one of those clubs that has always done a lot with a little. I'd say that, our motto is trying to overachieve all the time, which I don't think is going to change a lot. But as you know, there's a lot happening in this league right now, and that there's a lot of money being spent. And when you talk about a lot of money being spent by teams, you're talking about very high quality players. And, it was important for us to make sure that we're not going to be the same as everyone else. There's no chance. We're not going to be along with the Atlantas, the LAFCs, the LA Galaxies, Seattles. We're just not going to be with those teams. But at least we can keep the gap at least close enough that every once in a while we can reach out and maybe touch it. And so that was part of the thinking. And the other is that we have been searching for a number nine for a long time and someone that we can get the kind of quality that we were looking for the type of money that ownership was willing to spend. And the great thing is that, it was a guy that we had identified, and we said that was our number one target. I mean, we were obviously, as you're pointing out, the investment side of it was pretty high, especially for a team like us. But you know as well as I do, in that area of money that you're looking to spend, it's a pretty big pool of players worldwide. And he was our number one target, and we went after him very hard. And the great thing is that I have to say Chivas Guadalajara were really good in the negotiation. I think both parties were ready to move on. I think he had been there a long time. When I say both parties were ready to move on, I think they were willing to allow him the dream of coming to MLS, and that's what really helped the deal.
Talking to sporting manager Peter Vermes, by the way, in this league from the start, Peter with the Metro Stars, won a title with the Kansas City Wizards, and has seen it through. It is remarkable how the club changed, the rebranding, the new ownership, the local ownership. They make the investment on Alan Pulido. Now let's talk about another guy that's really intriguing. After watching your first game, who I didn't know anything about, Gabi Kinde, who is an Ethiopian who I guess grew up in Israel. How did you find him? And wow, what a first game he had.
Yeah, we have a about 18 months, 2 years ago, invested a great deal of money in our talent identification department. And one of the guys in that mix is a former teammate of mine in Holland who presented him to us. And you know, it's just through our, you know, through our scouting now that we're doing and having to do around the world and having to be present and everywhere, because you know, with 26 teams in the league, soon to be 30, there's not just competition around the rest of the world, but we have incredible competition with the number of teams in our league, and we have to be searching for everything and everyone everywhere. So yeah, great find, somebody that we kind of knew right away would be somebody if we could land, it would be huge for us. So it was exciting. And he's one of those players I say is electrifying. No matter who watches him, their eye gravitates to him.
Yeah, spectacular. Running at defenses, drawing people out of position, making people stumble all over the place. Lashed in the incredible goal. The degree of difficulty on that hit, something else, huh?
Yeah, I told him. I said, I didn't know you were left-footed. Because he's actually right-footed, obviously. But
unbelievable.
I told him today, actually, we had training, and I said, you know, I didn't realize you were left-footed, and he kind of looked at me strange for a second, but he kind of got it after a while.
How much enjoyment do you get out of coaching guys like this? I mean, come on, these are top-quality guys. It just must – I know how much hard work it is. I know how hard you work, even from the outside. Maybe I don't know, but I know you work damn hard. You know, is there enjoyment being on that training field day after day with teams and players?
That's the best time of my day. What I love about it is I love taking any level of player and having him reach new heights. Because I don't think that, you know, even when you say a guy has potential, you know, it's limitless. Because it's limitless based on what they want. And so it's my job to try to get them to be open to stretching, you know, to touching another level. And so that's very exciting for me. The other side of it is when you bring new players in, such as he or Alan Pulido, is finding a way for them to adapt and adjust really quickly and always be surprised. You know, I know this. Like Alan, for example, he was surprised. Immediately, the first day, he couldn't believe how nice all the guys in the team were. He expected a completely different environment. And so, you know, I just think he probably expected it to be more maybe cutthroat, or the guys weren't as, much of a team environment, you know, maybe a little bit more of individuals. He just didn't know. And so he was surprised by that. Gotti has never played outside of Israel and lived outside of there other than when he was in Ethiopia, very, very young age, which, you know, he probably doesn't even remember much of it. So, you know, now he comes here and he's not sure what to expect, but, you know, he got adapted and adjusted to the team really quickly. And those are things I also really enjoy, because it changes guys' perspective on the world. And that's a cool thing.
Yeah, it's so exciting to watch him play. And these two guys look like they've taken to MLS like a duck to water here. We're talking about Alan Pulido and Gotti Kinde with Sporting Kansas City manager Peter Vermes, who has contributed to the game on a bunch of different levels. All right, you're going up against your former teammate here. You guys do have some similar ideas about the game. You're both very aggressive coaches. Is this going to be like two ships going bump in the night?
Yeah, look, I obviously watched their game. I think the team is very organized. Team likes to press. You know, they're intense about it. At the same time, there's a discipline there. And look, I grew up playing together with Tab. We've known each other for a long time. We've been roommates on the road and everything else. So great deal of respect for him. Because I know that he has attention to detail and, you know, doing well and running a club is something that he's been waiting to do. So I'm very happy for him on that side of it. I also know that he's an incredible competitor and he's going to want to, you know, have his team come out and represent Houston and his coaching staff and everybody else. So we know it's going to be a very tough game, in so many ways. And, it'll be exciting though at the same time.
Peter, correct me. Did your careers, crossover in Spain at Figueres?
Yeah, we played together in Spain for UE Figueres. Yeah, we played together there.
As much as we talk about the Alan Pulidos and the Gatti Kindas, you also have a lot of the old war horses, the Graham Zusis, the Matt Beislers. And I remember when they came back from the World Cup, you made it a real priority to make them a priority in Kansas City when they had opportunities overseas. That seemed to have worked out real well, huh?
Yeah, I've used this quite a bit over the years, especially with a lot of players, and I've always said that one of the things that I've demonstrated performance in as a manager and a sporting director is that when guys have had success here at the club, we have done everything we can to make sure that we've treated that success with what a player expects, and a lot of times that's, you know, a new contract, more money, what have you. And so I think those guys stuck around because of a couple of reasons. One, I think they got the respect that they deserved, both as players and then also financially. And then the other side of it is that they've had success here. And I still think that guys like that have something left in the gas tank, especially, I mean, they're not, you know, they're 32, 33 years old. They're not, you know, 38, but, you know, they still have some stuff left in them. And the good thing is that they also represent a very important aspect of any club, and that's the culture. And so it's very good to have that on the team.
Tim Melia, for me, I think you got a goalkeeping gem there relative to all of Major League Soccer.
He's it's amazing how much he has improved in the time that he is with us. But not because of things that, look, obviously, yeah, you have good coaches and all that other stuff, but because of his mentality, he wants to be good. He works at it all the time. Great team guy, incredible competitor, and those things always add to people getting better, you know, and you look at some of the, you know, great players in other sports, you know, people talk about them. They always talk about one being competitive, working at their craft all the time, and he's one of those guys.
Peter, the media coverage now leading up to this first home opener and the excitement around your fan base, how's that looking right now in Kansas City?
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, I always get amazed. We had today our meet the media day because it's it's the week before our home opener. And you know, we had more people attending that day today than any time I can remember. Wow. So it's pretty exciting. And we're going to have a great weather day, too. It's going to be sunny and like 66 degrees that day. So it's going to be a good night Saturday night.
Will you get a good night's sleep on Friday night?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Because I know you. You're it's probably late when you finally put it down, but I would imagine there's not much left in the tank every day at the end of the night.
Well, when you say good night's sleep, a good night's sleep for me is about four, maybe 5 hours.
I think I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, and it's crazy. It all happened when the league started in 96. It's just once the league started in 96, and I was a player, obviously, then it's just I've never really slept all that much since then. I don't know why, but something happened to me.
Peter, thank you so much. Great insight into your team, great insight into Major League Soccer. We thank you very much for coming on the program tonight.
Anytime, Glenn. Great talking to you.
All right. Have a great season as well. Peter Vermes, Sporting Kansas City manager. They've won a cup with him. He's won it as a player, played his college soccer at Rutgers in New Jersey. And, boy, what good things are going on there in Kansas City.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, R-I-T-E-R-U-G.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.